This is a Fox News alert. I'm Joe Chiro. The government announcing steps to avert chaos after last week's failure of Silicon Valley Bank and today's closure of New York-based Signature Bank. The Treasury and Federal Reserve say depositors will get their money. Regulators also making additional funds available to other eligible banks to meet depositors' needs. A Treasury official says they may assess whether changes are needed to the Deposit Insurance Fund. Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner on ABC's This Week talking about Silicon Valley Bank.
This bank bought long-term treasuries, interest rates went up, and they got caught in a bind.
State regulators closed Signature Bank today, citing a systemic risk. A White House official tells the Associated Press President Biden is preparing to announce new protections against oil drilling in Alaska and the Arctic Ocean. The decision comes as regulators prepare to announce whether a controversial oil drilling plan pushed by ConocoPhillips called the Willow Project is allowed to move forward. The search continues off the coast of San Diego for at least seven migrants who were in suspected smuggling boats that overturned. Eight bodies have been recovered.
This is the one of the worst maritime smuggling tragedies that I can think of in California, certainly here in the city of San Diego.
San Diego Fire Rescue Lifeguard Division Chief James Gartland. There's been a migrant push on the El Paso crossing at the southern border.
This was families. This was a mixture of single adults. These are predominantly Venezuelan migrants. They are eventually met by CBP in the middle of the bridge where they were blocked, barbed wire set up, gate closed, CBP officers responding en masse. A CBP special response team responded to that bridge in an effort to block those migrants.
Fox's Bill Malusian. It's not clear what sparked the rush. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A car crashing into propane gas pipes leads to the evacuation of six homes in Savannah, Georgia, yesterday afternoon. Paula Bachelor lives near the site of the crash where she runs a flower nursery.
I could feel my heart thumping. You know, I knew something tragic had happened.
Chatham County police say the driver lost control before leaving the road. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Historic small restaurants have a chance for some much-needed grant money, but the offer ends today. Fox's Jeff Manasso reports.
American Express and the National Trust for Historic Preservation are backing the Historic Small Restaurants Grant Program for the third year, offering $40,000 to 25 historic and independent restaurants across the country that face tough times in a challenging economy. The deadline to sign up is today. The restaurants must operate in historic buildings or neighborhoods and contribute to their neighborhood's history and identity. American Express also saying that community members can nominate their favorite historic establishments that fit the criteria for consideration. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Daylight saving time isn't the only thing that began today. As Fox's Tanya J. Powers reports, it's also the start of Sleep Awareness Week.
Losing an hour of sleep because of today's spring forward time change may have you wondering why that 60 minutes of shut-eye is so important. The National Sleep Foundation has answers in its annual Sleep in America poll. It looked at sleep and mental health and found that almost 7 in 10 U.S. adults who aren't satisfied with their sleep experience mild or greater symptoms of depression. Same goes for half of the adults who get less than the recommended 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night. But it's not all bad. More than 90% of those who had high levels of healthy sleep behavior reported no significant depressive symptoms. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.